This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Will Buss.
I'm Rajvi Subramanian.
A piece on the Pointer website has the headline, Journalism Educators, It's Time for a Heart-to-Heart About Mentoring Students of Color. Writer Barbara Allen says we've known for years that we need more people of color in newsrooms. She said journalism educators can play a large role in making that happen. And since both of you are journalism educators, I thought perhaps today you could spend a little time talking about this premise and about what you're doing to encourage more people of color to get into the journalism field.
Well, sure. In addition to being a journalism educator, I happen to mentor our campus chapter of the National Association of Black Journalists. And where we've been more focused on generally taking at least my first and only year of being the advisor for this group in making sure that students have access to maybe job opportunities or internships, or we're going on field trips and so forth. That's been mostly our focus, but we haven't got to the point where we've talked about these issues. I'm sure once now we get back on campus and we regroup and try to find some semblance of how the fall will progress, we will definitely have conversations about this. We occasionally have conversations about this in the classroom when just talking about the inner workings of a newsroom. I try to share my own stories and my own experiences when talking to people about how I approach officials, how I approach public citizens, private citizens, and that deals with how to deal with or how to conduct yourself in dealing with delicate situations or delicate topics such as race. And it's something, honestly, that I think we all need to admit that we're still learning, and we learn as we go and on the job. And, you know, how we understand race and its place in our society is, you know, it's a very sensitive topic, and it's something that we're still learning from. And I think the best thing that we can do, and what's the best outcome so far from this horrible violence that has occurred, is the fact that people are talking about it. And it's in the mainstream, and it's remained that way for several weeks. And I think that's where it begins. I think dialogue and conversation is the key. And we need to continue to have these conversations in our legislatures, in our police stations, on our school boards, within our faculty meetings. I think these are very important conversations to have as we continue to learn and we continue to advance for the best possible outcome in serving our students, serving our citizens, serving our constituents, and just working with one another, quite frankly.
I totally agree and resonate with what you just pointed out, Bill. I've been a journalist, I've taught journalism, and I've mentored several students. But the fact that remains is, you know, sometimes, you know, we are trying to see how people can come up with a narrative when they actually belong to a particular race, and how they are actually also are able to highlight some of the issues that's plaguing their community. And if you're looking at, you know, why we need people of color or people from other ethnic groups to be a part of journalism, because we need the stories of the outliers as well. We cannot say, oh man, I'm going to only focus on this one issue, which is actually bothering the majority of the population. We also need to look at how the minority are also able to sustain or thrive or survive in this community, in this society. And those narratives are lost if those people are not included in the part of journalism. And that's why, you know, there is a stress that, you know, we need to have, you know, other people of colors, you know, people from other ethnic groups to be a part of journalism. But unfortunately, we all know that, you know, the journalism as old is, the newsrooms are shrinking, the job market is getting very, very thin, and people are trying to, you know, struggle, and it becomes very difficult to be looking at a very inclusive, diverse force in the industry, on the field of journalism, which is really unfortunate. And again, if you're not going to incorporate their voices can be muffled in the long run. And that's what is happening in this country for a long, long time, because, you know, so many injustices and atrocious things are happening across the society. And we think, oh, man, it's only coming out now. No, it's always, these things have always been going on. But it's being amplified because people's presence in terms of how they're documenting their life and all those things is being, you know, taken to a larger audiences through social media and other factors. So this is not something that's new, but this is something that's been happening for several years. And the problem is we don't have enough of other people of colors or other ethnic groups that's representative of the population in the society. So again, you know, that's the reason that we are all pointing out that, you know, people should kind of, you know, tell the story, tell the, be a voice for the voiceless. And that's what is the one of the main important essential tenets of journalism. And again, I'm optimistic about everything, at least in the days to come and the years to come. We can see people from other ethnic groups and, you know, national origin are able to tell their stories and the stories of the community so that it reaches a wider audience.
Well, I can remember it was a bit of a story. It might have been the 1980s, but I think this was in the 90s when a black woman became an anchor of a primetime newscast in Chicago. She was the first black female anchor of a primetime newscast in Chicago. And it was hard to believe it took that long for something like that to happen. And, you know, part of the problem is if all you see are, for example, white males in a certain role, you might think that role is only for white males.
When our society is still adjusting and are still trying to get more people on board to understanding the value of diversity and how you need that perspective. You need diverse perspective. You need to have people of different backgrounds and experiences to contribute to the overall cause, whether that is your school, your legislature, your any kind of business or endeavor. And I think gradually, as we have these conversations that I've spoken about, I think that people are maybe slowly realizing what that is. I think at one time, as a much younger man, I didn't realize that value. I thought that that had to be all based on merit. And I think I've since become wiser and lived a few more years to understand this value of diversity and something that we should look into ourselves and make an investment to try to understand and to comprehend what that value is.
Well, and, you know, as someone who grew up in the Chicago suburbs, that was my experience. And when I went away to college, that's when I started meeting people from diverse backgrounds. And then you begin to understand things, and that can be translated into journalism. And so, you know, that's we hear about online teaching all the time, and I'm straying from journalism a little bit here, but there is a value to going away to college someplace and meeting people from different backgrounds. And I think journalism, when you have a variety of people from a variety of backgrounds, that can broaden the audience's horizons too.
Well, that was exactly my experience, Rich, when I went away to school and experienced other people, other cultures, you know, other ethnicity and that diversity, and frankly, my major as a journalism major and learn different perspectives.
Yeah.
That's what opened my eyes to it. And, you know, if only everyone could have that experience, I think perhaps the world would be better in a different place.
Another important thing that I would like to point out is the stereotype with the media as well. As you just mentioned, Rich, you know, if you're going to have only a white person to be a news anchor for a television station, then what does that mean? Like, you know, we also need to have other inputs because America is a very diverse population. Even though white are majority, we also have a lot of other ethnic groups that play a very major role. And this is essentially the problem that we see that, you know, we all tend to stereotype in terms of how the media portrays certain ethnic groups, saying, oh, this group of people are naive, this group of people are violent, this group of people are always known for their crime. So this, again, we need to kind of, you know, break those stereotypes, break those molds so that we live in a world where we try to appreciate and respect one another ethnic group and value the credit that we all need to understand.
And in the case of the black female anchor in Chicago, I mean, you talk about a city that is pretty diverse, and to have only white faces on your television newscast, I think, is a disservice to the community.
Oh, absolutely. It's not a representative of the community. And I think that's what people need to think about when they're trying to understand the value of diversity, is those perspectives and having something that is reflective and representative of the whole, of the community for which you represent.
We are going to wrap up our discussion for this week. Our listeners can join us again next week here at TSPR.org for more of Shop Talk.